Coming up next on 1450 WHTC, it's the Kevin Clark Business Minute, brought to you on WHTC by the Holland office of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Joining us via telephone, it's author and financial expert, Kevin Clark. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Red.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So, how do you feel about Obamacare imploding with all the changes to the law?
Well, I think, you know, that's kind of one of the things that's sitting out there that's, perhaps a new headwind. But, you know, you really have to look at corporate earnings are starting to be released for the second quarter. I think that's getting in full gear here. The Dow Jones average after... seeing a 5% correction, we're only 262 points away from an all-time record high. If you start drilling a little deeper into some of the numbers, the small-cap Russell 2000 index has hit records 3 days in a row, and the NASDAQ, believe it or not, is now sitting at a 12-year high. And so, you know, really when you compare, we talked 2 weeks ago, we looked as though, this market was struggling to, is it going to be able to withstand this correction? Well, the obvious answer is yes. But when you start to now look at what's out there, we need to see corporate earnings come in at least meet expectation. But, in late May, Fed Chairman Bernanke made his comments about tapering bond purchases. And, of course, this gets back to quantitative easing, which we've talked about for months and months and months. But, that the government buys $85 billion worth of bonds each and every month, and whether or not they're going to cut that back, he said it would be dependent on economic indicators. But that jolted the markets, Red, and we saw the markets sell off dramatically. We also saw bonds sell off for the first time in quite some time. And when you look at what really happened there, bond prices really dropped to a point that we saw $60 billion leave bond funds in the month of June, which we only saw $40 billion leave in the fall of 2008. So it kind of put that in perspective. But, to make things a little fuzzier, President Obama now has said that he would name his new Fed chairman within the next couple of months, which apparently pushes Ben Bernanke out. Maybe he will retire on January 31, but ultimately we're going to have a period of time here, Red, where we will not know who really is speaking for the Federal Reserve. And I think it's going to become more apparent. And this is a mistake by the White House that, you cannot make a Fed chairman a lame duck. On the other hand, you look at what happened with the Obamacare implementation of the employer mandate, and once again, probably a self-inflicted wound to the economy, that we know that major policy that comes out of Washington, whether it's good, whether it's bad, will have intended or unintended consequences, and most of the time, you get some kind of behavior modification coming from some policy. And we saw that with small business people as they've already started to change their hiring habits, looking to put people part-time to avoid the penalty. And now here we are, we've just pushed off for a year arbitrarily that what are we going to do for small business people? We just simply don't know. So once again, our jobs outlook, especially for those small companies that are the real job creators, we've just made it uncertain for them once again. And so here you have two things in the economy that we haven't really been talking much about and what the ramifications are for the markets. But when you look at, who the Fed chairman is going to be, when you look at what is going to happen with Obamacare, which at this point looks to be imploding, these are some unique headwinds. And I think they're quite profound for most investors as here in the short run, we're going to have to figure out what this all means. And so
Kevin,
I just hope the rally we are seeing right now is not the fireworks of the 4th of July, that they look brilliant and then fade quickly.
I guess I have to say, this administration continually shows, and I hope I'm not going out too far out on a limb, but it continually shows us ineptitude when it comes to financial matters. And I am fearful, extremely fearful of who this president, who has shown a huge disconnect with the financial markets, who he'll choose to run the Federal Reserve. I'm very scared.
Well, I think it's reasonable to look at, I mean, it does appear, and this may not be true, but it does appear as though the president is kind of pushing Bernanke to the sideline, would like him to retire. You have to presume that the president's going to look for someone that could possibly be more accommodative than what the current Fed chairman has actually been. So I think some of the fears on the tapering may be overblown. You look at where interest rates are, you know, markets tend to go exact. You know, when you start to signal something, the markets move there very, very quickly. That's what we've seen is the 10-year Treasury bond was yielding 1.6% before the Fed chairman started to talk about tapering, and it's at about 2.7% today. That is a huge move in the bond market. And, you know, it may just settle in there. You know, we might see 3% on the 10-year. I think the most important thing to be keeping an eye on right here is that if interest rates move too high in the mortgage market, it could really, you know, chop the legs off of a very nice housing rally that is starting to take, you know, shape here in the U.S., getting some traction. So we're going to have to watch that pretty closely.
Right. And my question in closing is accommodative to who or what? Kevin, thanks again for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, Red.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Kevin Clark Business Minute on 1450 WHTC, presented by the office of the Holland office of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.